excited every one I see. Amen. Because other than Christmas, this is the most important time for our religion, isn't it? For our faith. Amen. So your title today is this. Kind of like the video we watched earlier, there was an ending to what? There was an ending when Jesus hung on the cross, and his last words were what? It is finished. It is finished. Amen. But that was just the beginning of the end, wasn't it? Really, there wasn't no end. Amen. And that's your title today. The end has no end. The end has no end. Ooh, does that not sound good? It's good to have an open ending, isn't it? That something else happened after our Jesus hung on that cross for us. Something else happens after he said, tells the world it's finished. That was just him fulfilling his earthly prophecy, wasn't it? And his earthly messiahship, I get that word out. But it wasn't the end, was it? It might have been finished. Amen. The veil might have been torn in that very moment. The thunder might have been loud coming down from heaven. But glory to God, it wasn't the end, was it? Amen. Because again, the end has no end. Your scripture today, yeah, y'all don't like this because I just got one set of scripture today, I think. From the book of Mark, chapter 16. Verses 1 through 8. The book of Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. The NASB version says it this way. Y'all ready? Give me an amen when you get there. Those watching at home, give me a thumbs up or an amen when you get there. The book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 1 through 8 says this. It's good, ain't it? When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome brought spices so that they might come and anoint him. Very early. When? Very early. That means it was still dark outside probably, right? Very early on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen. They were saying to one another, Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb? They knew that it was covered, didn't they? They know how heavy those stones are that they use to cover the tombs. Amen. Who is going to do it? Who's going to move it? And looking up, they saw that the stone, what? Had already been rolled away. Somebody had already taken care of their biggest problem and first issue, hadn't they? It had already, although it was an extremely large, it had already been rolled away. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting at the right wearing a white robe, and they were amazed. And he said to them, do not be amazed. Do not freak out, in other words. Amen. Amen. Do not go crazy. Do not be amazed. You are looking for Jesus, for the Nazarene, who has been crucified, right? But what's next? Yes. Don't be amazed. Don't be cray-cray, because he is risen. Amen. He is not here.
Yes.
Behold, here is the place where they lay him. But go. But do what? But go. Tell his disciples and Peter. He is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you. And they went out, and they fled from the tomb. For trembling and astonishment had gripped them. And they said nothing to anybody because they were what?
Afraid.
They scared, wasn't they? They're a little bit of afraid. Amen? Amen? Think about that, guys. In the cool of the morning, when everything seemed perfect and still, the three women had made their way to the tomb, hadn't they? They were carrying spices to anoint the body of Jesus. And as they walked, the sun itself began to rise. How many of y'all ever looked into a sunrise in the morning? It gets kind of bright sometimes, don't it? Kind of blinds you, don't it? But the sun began to rise. And the dew held gently to the plants and the flowers along the path. I imagine that the women themselves, still pretty much in shock from that crucifixion like we've seen. Wouldn't you be? Wouldn't you be if you were walking along thinking, oh man, what happened? He died. We didn't think he was going to die, did we? They're in shock from the crucifixion. They're walking silently, probably in a single file line, all caught up in their own thoughts. How many of y'all have been caught up in your own thoughts and missing stuff? Amen. Think questions like, why? Why did he have to die? Also questions like, where have all the disciples gone? Because there was nobody there, were they? Everybody was gone. Amen. Where have they all went? And also questions like, I've seen him save so many others. But, everybody say but. Everybody home, type but in your comments. I've seen him save so many others. But, why not himself? If Jesus was this great miraculous saver and healer, why didn't he save himself? I'm sure those were thoughts going through this woman's head. Amen? At some point, however, a conversation began between them, didn't it? Who will roll that stone away? Not just any stone, was it? It was that large stone. Who will roll it away for us at the entrance of the tomb? Yet, what happened? Yet, when they arrived, the large stone had already been rolled back, hadn't it? Praise God. I thank Him for His mercy and His power. Amen. Perhaps a fear already began to brew within their hearts. They entered the tomb, didn't they? To discover a young man dressed in what? In white. In all white. Setting off to the side. And they were afraid. I don't know about you, but if I walk into the tomb, I'm expecting the body being there, and I see somebody sitting in all white, I'm probably going to be afraid too. How about you? A little bit anyway, right? They stood, shaking to their core before that young man when he said, what did he say, y'all remember? Do not be afraid. Do not be scared. You're looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. But he is not here. Amen. He's been raised. Again, he is not here. He's alive. Amen. Look there. It's the place that they laid him. I'm sure there was a little tomb part in there for the barrier lay, carved out of the stone. He's not there. He's not there. He's not on that place, is he? Then what did the guy say? But go, tell the disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him again, just as he told them. Amen. And immediately the women went and fled from the tomb, didn't they? Running for their lives. I'm sure they were like, oh, I'm scared. That's something going to get me. Thinking Satan was rolling up in behind them somewhere. But they ran for their lives, didn't they? Because of fear and amazement has seized them at that point. And they didn't say anything else, did they? That whole way back, they didn't say anything else. Because they were what? Afraid. Amen. Easter is itself, without a doubt, my favorite day of the year. Growing up, I used to look forward to it, to the Easter egg hunts, the gathering for the family meals at my grandma's house and at our house as well. The singing of the great hymns in church at the time. At home, Easter was a big deal too. The church had always immaculately decorated with lilies and flowers of all colors. The women wore their favorite spring dresses. And the men even dared to wear ties with splashes of color. Hey, back in, it was just solid. It was solid, solid ties, right? During the week leading up to Easter, a large tomb would be placed on the church's front lawn. So that from Good Friday to Easter Sunday, two men that were dressed up as Roman centurions would gather by the tomb as people drove by. I remember with great joy one year that we were finally tall enough to wear one of those costumes and stand out front. How many of y'all know accepting Jesus makes us wear a costume of God, right? And stand out front in the crowd. So I want to share this little story from one of my friends growing up. Pastor called him before Easter, asking for his help with a sunrise service. Taylor, are you going to have our sunrise service on the lawn? I want you to get there before anyone else, dressed up like an angel, or as the angel in the tomb. There will be a fog machine in there. And when I say the words, "He is risen," I want you to turn it on, so that when the time comes, you will exit the tomb and tell all the people gathered that Christ has risen and gone on to Galilee before them, and so on. My friend was so excited that he arrived at the tomb while it was still dark outside, clothed as a white angel with angel's wings attached to the back. He knelt down in the tomb and waited. He could hear people gathering outside, exchanging pleasant Easter greetings as the sun began to rise. When the sermon started, he patiently waited by the fog machine. And when he heard the words, "He is risen," he turned it on. Uh-oh. How many of y'all turned something on too soon? Amen. Problem was, he turned it on too early. The tomb, being small and closed, filled with smoke rapidly. He tried as hard as he could, but he began to cough, and he felt claustrophobic. He can only imagine what it looked like to the people outside, a makeshift tomb that coughed and had smoke billowing out the sides of it. Without the help of any light, he could no longer see anything since he was covered in that thick smoke. When finally the pastor knocked on the tomb and he came out, instead of the glorious angel glowing in a white robe proclaiming the resurrection of our Lord, he tumbled out of the tomb, slipped in the mud, coughed a number of times, forgot all his lines he was supposed to say, and made up something about the glories of God, our King, and then quickly jogged off the line towards the church building. He was so nervous that in running that sunrise service, everyone would laugh at him and the spectacle that he had made. But the truth is, they all just stared at him with bewilderment and fear. The story of Easter is one that we tell year after year, isn't it? For centuries, this story has been told among all the churches and all the others, is the one that has so captivated our hearts and minds and souls of Christians. Whether proclaimed from an elegant pulpit or with a fumbling of an angel covered in smoke and soot, this is the message that can both be exciting and terrifying. Amen? The beauty of the story is in the details that open our eyes to the magnificence of God, His resurrected Son, and what it means for us. Amen? We begin with the women who show how love does not end with death. Whereas the other disciples had abandoned the great mission to serve their Lord, these three women, they loved Jesus beyond the end, didn't they? They mattered. They marched themselves to the location that the tomb was with heavy hearts, but hearts that still loved the one that had died for them. Amen? The question, or they question, how they can enter the tomb with the stone still blocking that entrance. Their question was not answered by any earthly means, was it? No one gathers at the entrance to roll the tomb or the stone away for him, do they? But God Himself had an answer. God always has an answer, don't He? God always has an answer to the impossible. When they arrived, what happened? Stone was gone, wasn't it? It was rolled away. Inside, they were frightened to discover a young man dressed in white who uttered three of the most powerful words that have ever been spoken. Amen? Y'all know what they are? He is risen. Everything that followed after that proclamation, the Church of Acts, the growth of Christianity throughout the centuries, even all of you here gathered today and watching online this morning, bear witness to that power and that transformation of the resurrection itself. Amen? With the resurrection, or without the resurrection, sorry about that, without the resurrection, all this is meaningless. If Jesus did not break forth from the grave, if He did not return in the flesh to share bread with His friends, if He does not appear with us through the Holy Spirit, then He would have died just like any other human, just like any other religion. Amen? The resurrection itself changed and changes everything today. Amen? Christ broke out of the tomb. He destroyed the claims of death. And He turned the world upside down. Amen? We cannot limit what God can do. We cannot limit it. Not even in death. The woman's fear is therefore perhaps the most appropriate response to this immeasurable good news of God and Jesus. The tomb was empty and the body gone, wasn't it? This is completely contrary to what the women expected. What? Completely contrary to what they anticipated. Amen? The resurrection is something totally and utterly new. Something altogether without precedent. Something that stuns and shocks and stupefies with its inexplicable power. The angel tells the woman, "Look, there's the place that they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee." Just like He said, told you He would. Jesus is gone before His friends and His disciples to a familiar Galilee of ordinary life. For centuries, people have met God in that routine light of life. Our God is one on the move continually, searching and waiting for us. Amen? But God cannot be confined to a tomb of our limited expectations either, can He? But He breaks forth in exciting and a dynamic way. Out there, on the move, reaching the hearts and the minds of countless people. Our lives have been illuminated by the triune God who lived and died and what lives again because He is risen. Amen. So the women went out and fled from the tomb in terror and amazement at seeing Him. And they said nothing to anybody because they were afraid. What a very strange way to end the gospel. Amen. The news of God's great resurrection caused the women to run away as fast as they could from the scene in fear. Many people have debated about whether or not that's a true ending. Because it doesn't feel like one, does it? Maybe the last page of Mark's gospel was accidentally ripped out. Or he died before he could finish it. Maybe this is just an unfinished story. However, I don't know, but I believe that there's something profoundly wonderful about this conclusion of the story. Precisely because it has no end. The gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is always unfinished. Amen? There's an unwritten page left for each one of us to rewrite, to record the many glorious and joyful things that Jesus has done for us and through us. Amen. I love this ending because the end has no end. Like the women in the tomb, the young man in white has called us today to look on the places where we have buried those whom we love and recognize that the end has no end. We wait, don't we? We wait our joyful reunion for all of those who have gone before us because of Christ's resurrection has become our promised resurrection ourselves. Amen. God's story is not ever over because we now become the characters in that life and in that narrative. We take up where Mark's gospel lesson stops. Can you imagine anything more wonderful than this? Can you imagine anything more perfect or beautiful than a resurrection of the dead? Can you imagine what joy springs forth from our hearts from that gracious gift? Actually, we can scarcely begin to imagine, can we? For it does not come from our imaginations, does it? But it comes from our God Almighty. My friends, today, we're gripped with joy and fear. God has exceeded all of our expectations by raising His Son from the dead. God has opened a new realm of understanding by rolling that rock from the stone, from the tomb. God has defeated death. Amen. God has made Himself available to you and to me. God has not left us to wander through life alone. But with us in everything that we do is God and Jesus. At this table, we get a heavenly foretaste of what's to come. Here at this table, we get to meet God and one another through the bread and the wine, the fellowship. Amen. We will meet Him in the sky. We will have a heavenly Last Supper with Christ. And it's only available because of what Christ has sacrifices for us. Amen. And we have to recognize what He's done for us. Easter isn't perfect, is it? For some, it creates more questions than answers. For the women at the tomb, it was scary and astonishing. For the church folk gathered when I bumbled off that or when my friend did, it was strange and bizarre, wasn't it? Easter can be both exciting and terrifying. After all, we're talking about an incarnate God being resurrected from the dead. Easter is all about shattering our expectations of how the world works. Easter is the incredible moment where everything changes forever. Easter itself is the event that opened up the entirety of the new realm of possibilities for God's creations. Easter is God making all things new. Amen. Where are we at in our life right now? Are you looking for a little bit more clarity about what the world is supposed to look like? Has life lost its wonderful spark for us? Amen. On our face. Do we need to get it restored? Are you afraid of what tomorrow might be? Bring. Then let the resurrection shine brilliantly in each one of our lives. Open up our eyes to the incredible wonders of God's love and His actions in the world. Hear the story of Christ's resurrection and believe that this has been made possible for you. Amen. No matter who you are, no matter where you're at, no matter what you've done, amen, and no matter what we will do, Jesus Himself is alive. He came alive so we could come alive. Amen. Don't let Easter just be a day that you look forward to. Let it be something that you experience right now. As they come for the final song, let's pray. Because we know at the end of Mark's gospel, the resurrection means that the end has no end. Amen. And that's the good news. He is risen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for allowing your Holy Spirit to work through me, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your word spoken and not mine, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for opening our heart, mind, and soul, Lord, for the blessing and the message that you have for us today, Lord. Lord, frankly, that there is no end, Lord. Lord, your resurrection makes an eternity possible for each one of us, Lord. Lord, all we have to do is truly believe in our heart, Lord. Lord, that you are who you say you are, that you rose on that third day, Lord. Lord, that you went through that because you loved us enough to give your son Jesus on that cross for us, Lord. Lord, we thank you for each and everything that you do, Lord. Lord, we ask you to put somebody in our family today in front of us, Lord, that we can tell about your mercy, your grace, and your love, Lord. Lord, that they would want to come alive in your name, Jesus. In your name I pray. Amen.